Blog Talk Radio.
Position for a loved one to be in, trying to stop somebody from hurting themselves. How do you do that? You might be able to stop somebody from hurting somebody else, talk them out of it, you know, divert their attention, run interference, devise a screen or something like that. But when you're talking about stopping somebody from hurting themselves, this goes so deep. You know, I was talking about stopping somebody from or dealing with somebody that was on drugs. How about dealing with somebody who overeats? Have any of you ever witnessed somebody gain 100, 200, 300 pounds right in front of your face over a period of time? And they ain't stopping. They ain't stopping and the pounds ain't dropping. It's hard. It's a hard thing to watch. Somebody just take chances on their health. How many of y'all know somebody who suffers from diabetes and won't stop drinking juice? Won't stop eating candy bars? Candy all together. How many of y'all have dealt with somebody who suffers from high blood pressure and eats all types of salty and spicy foods? Won't change their diet, won't make any adjustments to their diet, won't exercise, won't do any of the things. How many of y'all are dealing with a senior citizen that chooses to let the doctor medicate them into health, quote unquote, instead of taking charge of their lives and finding out what their options are to do better on their own, naturally, holistically? How many of y'all are dealing with that? How many of y'all are dealing with a senior citizen, or not even, or maybe somebody who just has health problems, who's dealing with it, when you see the amount of medications that they have to take on a daily basis, and you're like, what the hell? You are pickled. And they ain't doing nothing except for taking those medications. They're not doing anything. How many of y'all are in love with or care for somebody who has horrible cardiovascular health issues in their family, with themselves, and they smoke cigarettes? How many of y'all know people whose whole family has died from some form of cancer, and they still smoke cigarettes, like lung cancer? Mama might have died from lung cancer. Daddy died. Grandparents, aunts, uncles. Cancer, lung cancer, emphysema. And they still smoke them cigarettes like it's going to be okay. I swear to God, y'all can judge me for this all y'all want. Whenever I see a fat person smoking cigarettes, I get an attitude. I catch a straight attitude. You mean to tell me you 350 pounds, 400 pounds, and you got the nerve to put a cigarette up to your lips and inhale it? What? And for all my hookah smokers out there, what the fuck are y'all doing? What is it? What are you doing? What are you doing? What is hookah? What is that? Y'all, all y'all at the hookah bar posting videos and pictures and what are you doing? What are y'all doing? Weed smokers, I know what y'all doing. Drinkers, I know what y'all doing. Cokeheads, I know what y'all doing. Heroin shooters, I know what you're doing. Pill poppers, I know what you're doing. Hookah smokers, what are you doing? Well, if you look up hookah, you'll find some interesting material. You will find some interesting things. Let's see here. Dangers of hookah. All right. Okay. You ready? All right. Even after it has passed through water, the smoke from a hookah has high levels of toxic agents. Hookah, tobacco, and smoke contain several toxic agents known to cause lung, bladder, and oral cancers. Tobacco juices from hookahs irritate the mouth and increase the risk of developing oral cancers. Yeah. Now, they say that research published today in Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention shows that young adults who smoke at hookah bars have elevated levels of nicotine and other dangerous compounds in their urine. So smoking your Newports is one thing, but smoking this hookah is like a cigarette to the 10th power. And what are you doing? What are you doing? What are y'all seeing it? You know, they trying to pass me. I'm like, I don't know what that shit is. No, oh, it's not weed. It smells good. Do you even know what you're smoking? Well, I'm saying, yeah, it relaxes you. Nah, man, we're not doing that. But like I said, man, tonight on the Daily Go Get-Emism show, we are talking about you can't stop anyone from hurting themselves. Stopping somebody from hurting themselves. How do you do that? Because there are so many ways that a person can hurt themselves, whether they do it directly or whether they put themselves in a position for somebody else to do it to them. Out here in these streets, man, it's crazy out here in these streets. Mothers and fathers of young black boys, you know you've had a hard time falling asleep plenty of times. Plenty of times. Anybody who has young black sons. We won't get to the daughters in a minute, but anybody who is the mother of or father of young black sons, you know that once they started getting to the age where they going out by themselves, going to the movies, going to events, going to parties, going to this, that, and the third, once they start drinking and smoking and hanging with their friends and succumbing to peer pressure and all of that, you know it's on from there. You know, they got to deal with the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys, the so-called good guys, a.k.a. the police, are not good for young black men. We all know it. We all know it. They supposed to be the good guys. We know who the bad guys are. But you might have a son that tell you, mom, you know, I got this. You know, I'm not out there like that. Plus, I know how niggas is and blah, 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 biggie, biggie. And the sad part about it is they really think they know. They really think they know. They understand them streets. And they really think that you don't understand them streets. They really don't think that you've been out there. They don't know that you've dated drug dealers. They don't know that you've been out, you spent some time with cats that was in and out of jail, back and forth to jail, robbing, stealing, you know, getting into shit, shootouts with niggas. It's a form of hurting yourself when you put yourself in those positions. It's a form of hurting yourself. It is. And you trying to convince them like, no, I'm trying to tell you, the streets will come back and claim what's theirs. The streets always claim what's theirs. Yeah, I know, mom. Yeah, I know, dad. But, you know, I'm saying, but I'm not out there like that. You know, we just be blah, 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 blah. You know, me and my homies, me and my friends, blah, blah, blah. You know, we not into nothing. They be lying. I'm not doing nothing out there. He lying. I ain't never sell no drugs. He's lying. I ain't never use no drugs. He's lying. None of my friends, they not into nothing stupid. He's lying. And it's not even just the young boys that are in the streets. Our college young boys. I don't know about y'all, but I went to college with cats that wanted to be out in the streets. So they in college, one foot in college and the other foot in the streets. Go up to school and get locked up at school, get kicked out of school for selling weed or coke in the school. Why? Because there was a market up there for that. Like on some old Tariq from Power type shit. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. That Tariq situation is based on real situations, just not as sophisticated as he was doing it. It's real out here, son. It's very real. Stop anyone from hurting themselves. It's the most frustrating thing that it's the most frustrating thing that a loved one has to go through, trying to keep somebody from hurting themselves, trying to keep somebody from putting themselves in a position where somebody else will hurt them, trying to educate them and show them that the people that you're hanging around with, the people that you're cavorting with, the people that you are messing around with, the people that you trust, the people that you're calling your homies and your friends and your blah, 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 blah. They are not this, that, and the third. They don't care. They don't care about you. And I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to tell y'all this. I'm going to keep it a buck. One of the worst things out there in the streets are young kids who were raised right with good moral values and standards and education. Sometimes smart kids think that they can blend in with the street kids and the neglected kids and the latchkey kids. They think that they can blend in with them. They think that they can blend in with the little hood kids. And don't get me wrong, because I am not prejudiced or some bougie shit. I don't know how many projects I done been in my lifetime as a young person, in and out of projects. I messed with a few chicks in the project. I done known some niggas in the project. I done spent some time in the project. And what I learned about the project is that if you ain't from the project, you need to stay the fuck out of the project. You need to stay out of the project. You know why? Because you ain't from there. And you think that because you know a few slangs and you done hung around and you doing things with the rest of them, you think you fitting in. You don't even know that you pronounce your words differently than they do. You don't know that. You don't recognize it. They do. You don't know that you're totally different and give off a totally different energy than they give off. You don't know that, but they do. So what happens when it all goes down and you do some peer pressure related stuff that they are already pre-programmed to do? You know what happens? Your little smart, well-raised, well-turned-out ass gets left out there. You the one that get caught by the cops. You the one that get cased up. And you the one that better not tell on them. Because they going to get you. You see, you don't come from that. So you think that your little ugly duckling ass is fitting in with the swans like it ain't nothing. Or should I say, you think that your little swan ass, your lovely swan self is mixing in with the ugly ducklings. Like, yes. What you talking about? I mean, we all got webbed feet. That's all I know. We all got webbed feet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But guess what? Tomorrow, some people are going to have duck for dinner. Ain't nobody going to have swine. You ain't got no business being out there. When y'all in the pond together, all right, it's all good. But if you notice that when people feed the ducks and the swans, y'all battling for the same food. And y'all ain't on the same team. When the ducks are in a school, they in a school together. There ain't no swans in these. When you see ducks and other birds fly south for the winter, you don't see no strange looking bird like, yo, that's a big bird in the middle of that triangle. You know how the birds seem to fly in a triangle. You don't see no oversized bird in the middle or in the front. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. And this is the daily go get a mission show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun 752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, on this Thanksgiving Eve, the 23rd, first day of Sagittarius, on the Daily Go Get a Mission Show, we are talking about you can't stop anyone from hurting themselves. Why, oh, why can't you stop anybody from hurting themselves? It's because it's themselves that they want to hurt, baby. The human mind is complex. The human mind is complex. Shoot, you may not even be able to exercise enough self-control to even stop yourself from hurting yourself. You think you're going to be able to be with somebody 24/7 to make sure that they don't hurt themselves? It's something that we all feel like we have to try. And at some point in our lives, because our love and our care for other people make us want to get involved or get into it or get involved. These puzzle pieces right now, we going to solve, y'all. I said, we going to solve, y'all. So that's what we're talking about tonight, man. What's going on? Let me holler at my people. Emily Dunlap in the house. Say it, Emily. Stacey White, thanks for coming through tonight. Good to see you. And that's right, to Carrie Wright. Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have my people going right directly into your sight. Mia Cunningham. Got that. What's going on, Mia? Thanks for coming on through. Good to see you. And my brother from another mother, Norris Hill. Sit back, relax, do your thing, Max, and chill. And Anytime TV, Anytime Television. Thanks for coming on through. Good to see you, ma'am. What's up? Thanks for coming through, y'all. What y'all talking about? Y'all talking about something? What y'all talking about? Okay. Mia says, this finna get deep tonight, y'all. It could be. It might could. Nara says, I was going to say good guys, bad guys, and the police. Woo! I said, woo! Nara says, I noticed how some hood cats looked at me while I spoke proper compared to them. I'm trying to tell you, you stick out like a sore thumb. You be swearing you in. I'm going through the same thing. I'm a little smarter now. I know I don't look, act, or give out the same energy. I got too much positive energy to be hanging around with hood niggas. And that's not to say that hood niggas are not positive, but they're not positive in a way that somebody who is going to gravitate towards me would be. You know, people who are attracted to my energy want to actually do something about this world. They want to figure something out. They want to get involved. They want to get busy with trying to improve our condition. They ain't there to just, you know, puff on the L a few times. You know, man, you know, I'd be wondering, you know what I mean? Shit that my grandmom used to say, you know what I mean? When we was younger. That shit didn't make a lot of sense when I was young, you know what I mean? But since she passed, you know, shit stuff. No, we're not doing that. My energy is not for people to get when they get high. My energy is for people who want to get are high when they're trying to get by. They're high on a, I'm talking about your level of consciousness, your level of understanding, your level, you know, you're trying to elevate and raise your level. You know, I ain't talking about this whole crazy shit that's going on out here. You know, you don't hear me. You don't come on this show and hear nothing about no celebrity gossip or none of that. Who you know, no, the 411 and we're not doing that. There's a lane. There's an open lane for all of that. We're not doing that. We're trying to figure out what's going on with ourselves. That's why this is called, you can't stop anyone from hurting themselves. We're hurting ourselves trying to stop somebody else from hurting themselves. How are we hurting ourselves? We're hurting ourselves because our feelings are getting hurt. When we get rejected, when somebody tells us to mind our business or let me live my life, you live yours. You found out the way that you found out. I got to find out the way that I'm finding out. I'm like, oh, so you're going to kill yourself. I barely survived it. But you gonna make sure that you don't survive trying to show me up or trying. Dealing with a young daughter of yours, and I don't care how young she is. I'm talking about anywhere from the age of 10 all the way up to 30. Dealing with these niggas out here, some of them are abusive. Some of them are thugs. You know what I mean? Chicks that just want to—they just want to hang out with bad boys. These little hood niggas. These little hood niggas. Shout out to all of the women out there who have been hit by a man before and lied about it. I mean, he might have pushed me before, but he ain't never straight up hit me. I'm like, okay, all right. Which one ain't never hit you? None of them never hit me. All of them just pushed me. So you just been dealing with a bunch of pushers, huh? Doom, 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 doom. I won't hit you. I won't slap you. I won't hit you. I won't punch you. I won't slap you. I won't say sorry right after. I won't make you hurt and bleed. Come with me, smoke some weed. I'm your friend to the end. I'm your boy, thick and thin. I'm a pusher. Do, do. I'm a pusher. Lion. So you got a bruise under your eye from a push? We was wrestling. We was wrestling. Well, which one of y'all jumped off the top rope? Because y'all, you know what I mean? This whole John Cena of the Stone Cold, the Rock. What are the new wrestlers? I don't know them. But you know what I'm talking about. I'm your pusher. Trying to keep our young boys from falling victim to the school to prison pipeline. The school to prison pipeline. It ain't easy. It ain't easy, baby. So what we got? We got Young Thugs. We got starry-eyed little young girls. Hold on. We talking about you can't stop anyone from hurting themselves, right? I don't want to get off the young girls yet. Because the level of insecurity that these young girls experience out here, making them take all kinds of chances, even with the surgery. All of these chicks out here getting this surgery. This BBL shit is off the chain. You got young girls out here. I got to have a fat ass. I got to get a fatty. 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 I got to get rid of this fupa. I got to get rid of this fupa. I got to get rid of this fupa. I might even get some shit as well. And I get that shit because they got it on sale. I took $3,000 down south and I came back with some shit and some clout. And clout chasing. I understand that I'm basing my thoughts and feelings on those other shit. Ah! Cosmetic surgery game is off the chain. Mexico, going down to DR, taking, you already, some of them are already sick. So they taking some fat from their stomach and putting it in their ass. So you literally got a fat stomach ass. Bot surgeries are going crazy. And all of this so you can make some twerk videos. All of this because you think this is what the boys like. Can't stop anyone from hurting themselves. So all of these chicks going down, going to Mexico, going to DR, going to anywhere where somebody with a scalpel will make them a promise of physical beauty. And they doing that shit. Fully, totally unaware of the long-term risks that are involved with that shit. Have y'all seen any pictures of botched cosmetic surgeries, BBLs, or even breast implants or reductions? I've learned the hard way that you can't stop a woman with big titties from getting small titties if she wants small titties. And you can't stop a woman who has little titties or a little butt from getting a bigger one. Because they going to do it. Now, you can try to love it away. And this is why it's so frustrating. No, baby, you know what I mean? You know, come on now. You know, I love you just the way you are. I met you this way. And it doesn't matter because me and you together, you know what I'm saying? You know, anything that you do is okay with me. But you don't have to do that. It's a waste of money. It's a waste of time. And plus, I love you so much the way you are. You could try to love it away. You can try to threaten away. Like, listen, look, you do that shit to yourself. You ain't going to be with me. I'm out of here. So if you want to be with me, you better not do that. It don't matter. It don't matter. Because as the time passes, they're going to do what they want to do. And that's what that's a big part of what we're facing out here with these young girls, with our young princesses, our young queens. Mia says, you can truly hurt yourself or break your own heart by trying to keep someone from hurting themselves, especially when you see that road they are on and you can see what's ahead. They don't believe that you can see that shit. And that's whether they're young or they're older. They don't believe that you can see that. They don't believe you can see that shit. You can tell them till you blue in the face how you went through this and you know, you understand because blah, 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 blah. They'll say, yeah, but it was different when you was younger. It was different in the 80s. It was different in the 90s. It was... Ain't nothing changed but the sundial, baby. Ain't nothing changed. Teenagers have gone through insecure moments at every single generation. We've only been there to witness the ones that we were in and those who came after. So there's a generation gap and there's an understanding gap. But when we talk about somebody, I mean, when we talk about not being able to stop somebody from hurting themselves, man, it goes deep. It goes deep. Because, I mean, let's put it out there. How many of y'all have stopped talking to somebody because they wouldn't do better for themselves? You stop talking to them. You stop dealing with them. You stop accepting their calls. You stop going around them because you knew that they were about to do something to themselves or put themselves in such a bad position that you didn't want to be there to witness it because it was weighing too much on your heart. It was too heavy. Your love for them almost made you want to twist their head off yourself. So you had to just like be, all right, you know what? Since you want to do that, you want to be stupid, I'm out. And you're going to need me before I need you, for real, for real. Because you mess around with those people. See, you don't want to deal with nobody that loves you. You don't want to deal with nobody that care about you. You don't want to deal with nobody that's trying to help you out. You don't want to listen to the voice of reason. You don't want to listen to nobody that's trying to tell you the right way. You're not listening. You'll see a fork in the road, and one fork will clearly say the right way to go, the painless way, the easy way. And the other way will say, I don't really know what's going on. It's a lot of dangers, ghouls, goblins, devils, and demons. And you'll go to, oh, well, yeah, I mean, who's to say who's a devil and demon or ghoul, goblin, or whatever? I should go up this road. That's you. That's you.
No, it says, was it Eric Benet that said something to the effect of love that hurt, love the hurt away? Not sure. Sounds right. Mia Cunningham says, absolutely. Hurt to turn my back, but I had to. You'll get there. You keep loving, you keep caring, and eventually you'll get to the point where somebody will frustrate you to the point where you damn near have to do this in order to talk to them or in order to observe them. You're literally covering your eyes and looking through your fingers like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like watching a close sports game. Oh, my God. Why are you doing that? Why are you? Oh, my God, if he only would listen. Mothers crying over caskets and shit. Oh, you know, he was a good child. He was smart. You know what I mean? You know, they want to show on the news and all of that. They want to show all of the pictures of when he was in Little League sports and all of that kind of shit. And, you know, when, you know, like, yo, the boy got killed at 15 years old. He ain't really got no history. You talking about when he was good? You mean last year? I swear to God, man, I be watching these videos
I've been watching these videos about drill music. Y'all know what drill music is? Drill music is rap music where the people singing the songs have committed crimes, violent crimes, towards another gang or another neighborhood or another group of people, whatever the case may be. And they'll actually kill the person and make a song about how they killed them and who they killed and all that kind of stuff. It's crazy. I be watching these videos, man. I be watching these videos and listening to these songs. And I'm like, yo, this is... The fact that they incriminating themselves is one thing. The fact that they have no respect for human life or the dead, that's a whole different thing. And I have to admit that if there's anything that's markedly different between my generation and this generation, is that we would never think about doing something like that. We understood the impact of losing your best friends, losing your homies, losing, you know, people that you're close to. We understood that. We might have still did what we had to do, but there was more of a purpose and a respect that came after the fact. It'd be like, caught him at a light, he was slipping and we was dipping. Shot him in the brain and the blood started dripping and they didn't know what to do with the body, and it was all over him, his little whole hottie. You know, it's crazy. The songs be straight ass most of the time. But anyway. Yeah. Drill music. It's crazy. I watch a lot of stuff, you know. I watch a lot of stuff dealing with, like, crimes that have happened in the city. Like, so many rappers with promising careers that never got a chance to take off because they got killed in these streets. They got all kinds of videos, you know, that I be watching. And some of these guys were really talented. You know, like, there was this rapper who got killed in 2018. His name was General Reezy. Reezy used to be dropping them. He was dope. And he got killed because he wouldn't give up a young boy. He wouldn't give up his young boy who killed him. So they killed General Reezy. Rest in peace, General Reezy. Lived around 12th and Huntington. General Reezy could have really did it out here in these streets.
Good.
He could have really did it because he could really rap. He could really rhyme. Yeah, good. He had it. He had the it factor. But they told him, they said, listen, you killed my son. I mean, your young boy killed my son, and we need you to give his location up. And Reezy was like, nah, man, I can't. I'm not giving up my young boy. Y'all got to do what y'all got to do. And they did what they had to do. And they killed him. I don't even know if they got the young boy. Crazy. This is all public record stuff. This is all public record. Nara says, some will notice how much better they feel when they remove themselves from people, places, and things. Word. Mia says, drill music, are you serious? Oh, yeah. Drill music is woo, woo. Like I said, most of the music is straight trash. Straight trash. A lot of the people who are rapping ain't really rappers. They're not really rappers. They're not really rappers. So, anyway, and I'm not encouraging y'all to go listen to this shit, but there's nothing wrong with educating yourself. But when we talk about you can't stop anyone from hurting themselves, we're talking about this sort of thing. Now, imagine what the life of somebody, of a young person that's making drill music. Now, drill music was created in Chicago. Chicago was always creating some old suspect form of music. House music came from Chicago. Now drill music came from Chicago. But the lyrics that you hear in a drill song, that shit really happened. It's like listening to N.W.A. if Q, Ren, Dre, Yella, and it's like if they were actually, if the lyrics to Straight Outta Compton would, actually happen. Like what? Like, can you imagine if Ice Cube, in the song Gangsta Gangsta, if everything he was talking about was real? Like what? Gangsta Gangsta, that's what they're yelling. It's not about a salary. It's all about reality. Gangsta Gangsta. Yeah, so anyway, imagine what the life has to be like of somebody who would make a drill song. You know their parents haven't been there for them. You know there's been a lot of neglect. You know, these kids out here fending for themselves. So we don't even have gangs in Philly. Like, in Philly, we don't have Bloods. We don't have Crips. We don't have Vice Lords. We don't have Gangsta's Disciples. We don't have Black Spades. We don't have gangs. We have neighborhoods. See, in Philly, we're not organized enough to even have a gang. To those who live in Philly who are listening to this show, looking at this show, I'm going to say something right now that's going to blow y'all mind, and y'all might really look at me sideways. All right. Here goes. As violent as this city is, I think it would be less violent if we had Bloods and Crips. Let me explain. At least when you have organized gangs, you got a big homie, you got a little homie, you have a set of rules and principles that you have to follow. You can't just be out here wilding, murking anybody, uncontested or you have to have your stamp on it. Mia says, yes, there are gangs. The Bloods and Chris Latin, no, they're not heavy. They're not heavy. Because when you go to New York, they are claiming sets. The sets that we have in Philly are not Blood sets. They're not Crip sets, and they sure ain't Latin King sets. So cats who have gone to jail, who have joined Bloods and Crips, they can't bring that back in the hood. We're not disciplined enough, and we're not disciplined enough in order to have sets. Like, if we had sets in Philly, you wouldn't just be able to go to the O to the four. If you were a zoo gang, you wouldn't be able to just go to O to the four and kill some of them cats for whatever, because y'all beefing. It don't work that way. Bloods and Crips have sets. So it's like, if Bloods are fighting Bloods, then they set tripping. But that has to be authorized. Other than that, Bloods are only going to kill Crips. Crips are only going to kill Bloods. There is some type of organization. Philly niggas resist organization at every turn. They ain't with it. So, yeah, I've met some cats in this city that call themselves, yeah, I'm a Blood, and they doing their little. I'm like, where you a Blood at, though? Because you a lone Blood. I understand, you went up Camp Hill. You went to the Forge. You went to the, you went up, Rockview or what's the other one? Dallas, whatever. And yeah, I understand, you know, in order to survive up there, you was dealing with those Pittsburgh cats and you know, whatever. And yeah, you had to join a gang. But when you come home, you ain't nobody red. Ain't nobody in this city gonna wear red, only red or blue or whatever, or wear red and never wear blue, or never say the C word or word. We not doing that. We're not organized. You can't. We're too out of control for that. Way too out of control. You know? But as wild as this city is, we don't need Bloods and Crips. But I actually think that it would actually remedy some of the violence, because it would have to make sense all of a sudden. This city, these young people are engrossed in senseless violence. Lawrence Seiko, my brother, my mellow, my man. What's going on, man? Thanks for coming on. And like I said, what I just said, I know that's an unpopular decision. But I've thought about it. I'm like, At least when you have Bloods and Crips, you don't have random violence. Well, against people who aren't Bloods and Crips, yeah. But other than that, there has to be some organization to it. So if there's organization to something, that means there's somebody that you got to listen to. One of the things that I've noticed about these young cats out here is that they don't listen to nobody. They ain't got no, you know what I mean? You know, old head, you know, they ain't listening to no old head. Like, man, I ain't got to listen. Man, you know, old head don't know nothing. You know, they ain't played out. No. You a blood or a Crip, you got to listen. You got to respect your OG. You even got to give your OG money. You sell drugs out there, that, you know, you don't get to keep all that money and just re-up with your connect. Nope. The big homie gets your money. That's why I don't know if it'll ever work that way in this city. East Coast Bloods and Crips, they ain't the same as the West Coast anywhere. It ain't the same. Whole different culture. Whole different culture. But anyway, you can't stop anyone from hurting themselves. You know, dealing with loved ones who have really bad health issues, and they don't want to, they're not trying to help themselves. They're not trying to, you know, they're doing the very things that are hurting themselves. And you like, you just got to sit by and watch, like. You ever watch an alcoholic? Anybody ever had a really bad alcoholic in their family? Anybody ever have a really bad alcoholic in their family? And you watch them drink themselves to death? You ever see somebody drink themselves to death? You ever see somebody drink themselves to death? You think when your aunts and your uncles or your moms and your dads was on crack, you think that was bad? Why somebody drink themselves to death? It's a lot slower, but it's a lot more impactful because it lasts longer. And you ain't stopping it for shit. You know, some people are alcoholics and they go to AA. They'll actually try to, you know, get themselves together. And a lot of people won't. You ever watch somebody that you care about drink a fifth of liquor for breakfast? Drink a whole fifth? You ever watch somebody start out their day with a gallon of Seagram's gin? A gallon. I'm sorry, a half a gallon of Seagram's gin. And trust me, that gallon is going to be gone by the end of the day. You ever see somebody do that? Gin and coffee. They got to go to work every day. Drink as soon as they get up. Then they drink the coffee to try to, you know, try to kill the smell for when they go into work.
And trying to kill an alcohol smell from getting out of your pores and all, that's not an easy thing to do.
No, it says starting out with a 40 ounce was bad enough for me. Yeah.
And when I'm rapping, I make the party bounce. And when I'm finished, pass me the 40 ounce, 40.
Yeah, when you are dealing with a raging alcoholic that ain't trying to help themselves.
Woo-wee!
And they ain't stopping. Yeah. You can't stop anyone from hurting themselves. You know, when people think that they're dulling the pain or treating the pain or stress with drugs, alcohol, they don't realize that they're only making the situation worse. They're causing the pain for them to try to kill the pain. It's like watching a mouse, or should I say a gerbil or a hamster on a treadmill. Yeah, you're wasting a lot. You're spending a lot of energy, but you're going nowhere. You're trapped in this cage, in this aquarium, in this tank. You ain't going nowhere. But go ahead, keep running. Go on, keep running. All right. So it's Thanksgiving Eve, y'all. And, I chose this topic to talk about tonight. Because regardless of what you think about Thanksgiving, you know, the old pilgrims, Indians, smallpox, blankets with smallpox and peace pipes and alcohol and, you know, whatever, you know, European colonialism and all that kind of stuff. Regardless of how you look at it, the truth of the matter is we have been getting together with our peoples on Thanksgiving, the third, what is Thanksgiving? Like, is it the third or fourth Thursday of every November or whatever? However it goes, we've been getting together with our people, you know, bonding with each other, playing cards, eating, watching football, talking with each other, drinking with each other, having a good time with each other, whatever. And sometimes we see people that we haven't seen in a long time, and it's a good thing for us. And so we have a lot to be thankful for in our lives, even if we don't really realize it in real time. But we do. We do have a lot to be thankful for. So regardless of whether you practice Thanksgiving in the traditional pilgrim European sense, or whether you practice Thanksgiving in your daily living, and your faith in God and or spirituality or family or friends or loved ones, whatever, you know that you feel the love and caring for somebody when you don't want them to hurt themselves, and when you spend a lot of your time and energy trying to keep them from hurting themselves. But I just want to tell y'all to keep y'all heads up. Keep y'all heads up. You know, you can't get anything done if you never try. Sometimes we just have to lower our expectations. Well, you know what? Don't lower your expectations, but keep them realistic. Just know what you're facing and what could happen. You know, always stay abreast of the possibilities that are out there. So tomorrow, whether y'all eat turkey or go out or, you know, if you're convening and congregating with loved ones, well, do that. Don't let nobody make you feel bad about that shit. But if you get a chance to pull one of your loved ones closer to you tomorrow or tonight, whatever, you know what I mean? Let them know how much you care about them, and let them know how proud you are of them, and let them know that you're in their corner and you're there available for them at any time if they should need you. And even if they don't think that they need you, that you're there and you're watching them, and man, you're in their corner. Sometimes that can be the difference between somebody actively hurting themselves and them wanting to actually get themselves together and try to help somebody else. hopefully we don't inspire anybody to hurt themselves more or hurt anybody else. Don't get slapped don't get slapped tomorrow trying to help somebody do better for themselves. You understand what I'm saying? Make sure y'all hit that like button, y'all. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We're going to do these birthday shout-outs, and then we're going to get on up out of here because some of y'all got drinking, smoking, and other self-destructive things to get into. You know what I'm saying? Peace to all my cokeheads. All right. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. November 23rd, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, Felicia Linder. Turning 52 years old today because she's a 1970 baby. I was blind, but the crippled, the crazy. And also, Anika Reese, happy birthday to you. And Ray Barry Petaway. I've known her since the 1991 Penn State. We are. That's what's up. And also, Sharon Brooks, turning 61 years old today. And Alonda Powell, turning 54 years old today. And Karen Houck, turning 37 years old today. And Ingrid Patricia Martinez, turning 41 years old today. And Aze Mikel, happy birthday to you. And Shireen Williamson, turning 56 years old today. And Tangie Milan Brody, happy birthday to you. And Miss Diva Andrea, happy birthday to you. And also Bruce Wilkins Palmer from around the way. I'm talking Pulaski Town all day, turning 51 years old today. And Mr. Wodobe. 60 years old today. Girl that I've known all the way back since the mid-70s or whatever. My girl Mona Mack turning 54 years old today. And Teen Titan, go get a Teen Titan. Happy birthday to you. And Delandra Vincent, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, my girl going all the way back to like the 1978. My girl Kenya Lockhart turning 50 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. To all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious December 23rd. I hope that today finds you a good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on and do the damn, the rock out. Rock on and do the damn, rock out. Rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. You do your thing. Y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours. And remember, man, listen, you can't stop. You may not be able to stop them from hurting themselves, but you can stop hurting yourself. You can get the ball rolling. You can start being an example. Somebody is an example. And you can make sure that everything starts to go okay. You can do that. You can do that. All right. Man, try to kick it with your loved ones. Try to build with them and try to keep them as safe and unharmed and progressive as possible. All right. Y'all have a great Thanksgiving. We probably won't have a show tomorrow. I got to work tonight, so I won't get home till the morning. So I'm a chill. I'm gonna watch some football though. All right, so peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. Love y'all right back to life. All right, so for my blog talker, let me get you out of here. Yeah.